Hello, everybody. I'm Damien Craig, and welcome to the Damien Craig Football Podcast. Yes, and today, we're going to be reviewing the weekend's football. The football of the weekend. Jeez, boys. There were some controversial calls. Some absolutely amazing games. One very shit game. And one game where a substitution changed it all. So, in case you didn't know, you live under a fucking rock, you're American, and you don't really care about football, it's called football, not soccer. Football, go fuck yourself, you call it soccer. Liverpool vs Sheffield, Wolves vs Newcastle, Southampton vs Everton, Arsenal Leicester, West Ham vs City, Fulham vs Palace, and United vs Chelsea. So, starting at the home of the champions, Liverpool vs Sheffield. Now, Liverpool have not been in a good run of form for a while. That's even before the end of that season, the form was dipping. They obviously had the 7-2 loss to Aston Villa. That's sad about that. The bit hell. But they also did beat Arsenal 3-1. So it was up, it was down, it was a fucking rollercoaster. Sheffield, a bit of second season syndrome. Not really helping Sheffield. And haven't had a win this season. They haven't been playing the way that they were playing last season. They were straight out of the bat. They looked top four, top five contender. And they knew that they needed to make a statement. And no bigger statement to be made than the home of the champions. So, this game was fucking brilliant. You know, Sheffield, they didn't sleep back. They didn't sit back and not go for it. They went for it. They went for it. And Sheffield, obviously, got a penalty. Which was never a fucking penalty. Fabinho, Liverpool Brazilian midfielder, centre back. He was centre back that time. Centre back tackled. He's Norwegian. He's playing for the Blades of John Egan. He's playing in Europe next season. Thunderbirds. And outside the box, fairly. I thought it was a pretty fair tackle. He got the ball, and even if it was a foul, it was on the line. It was outside the box. Pisses me off because a penalty shout that wasn't given later on in this podcast should have been a first. The Stonewall fucking penalty is stupid. The inconsistency with VAR is an absolute disgrace. The fact that Liverpool have had a disallowed goal for Mane being offside when he was blatantly onside, and this now when Fabinho gets the ball outside the box and it's upgraded to a penalty. The inconsistency with VAR is absolute bollocks. So Thunderbird scores. Sheffield puts pile on the pressure. Maybe two more penalty shouts where Thunderbird falls over because a ghost saw him. And, you know, a ghost saw him, so he fell over his own leg and fucking, I don't know, hurt his back or something. And then the other one where Ollie McBurney wanted to see if he could fly, so he jumped up and then fell on his ass. Obviously not penalty shout. And then later on in the half, Sadio Mane went down the left wing. This is a typical Sadio Mane one, full of pace, full of tricks. Gesuits, Aaron Ramsdale parries it. Bobby Firmino scores, and it is 1-1. And even at 1-1, Sheffield did not sit back. They parried on the pressure. They opened up a little bit, which then, in the second half, led for Liverpool to get more and more chances. Sheffield had one chance in the first half where one of the players, I can't remember who, volleyed it. It was a great save by Alisson, who was back in the Liverpool goal. And then you had Mohamed Salah. His goal was disallowed because his penis was offside. One of his blood cells, I don't know which one. And then, but then later on, the new Portuguese wonder kid at Liverpool, Diogo Jota, gets higher than any other player on the pitch to put Liverpool 2-1 up in the dying embers of the game. And that is how it finished. Liverpool 2, Sheffield United 1, another win for the champions. Getting back on to a better form, West Ham next, and then Man City. So two tough games. But if about Gathop is the best manager to have in those types of situations. So a win for the champions. Next up, Wolves versus Newcastle. And this, in my opinion, was summed up by two very bad goalkeeping blunders. So the first one, the Wolves goal, Raul Jimenez, outside of the box, smacks it. Caldwell, though, gets a little bit of a hand to it. Maybe he should have done better because it was outside the box and, you know, it was a scuff shot. Great volley, but I still think Caldwell could have done better as 1-0 Wolves. Later on, Newcastle didn't really have much chances. Patricio had nothing to do. A free kick from Max Ahrens. Closed it in, left foot. Patricio again gets down to it, hands on it, but it just slides under him. Definitely could have done better. Goalkeeping 101, don't get beat at your near post. He got beat at his near post. He'll be disappointed with himself. Wolves won, Newcastle won, and another bad result for Wolves. Maybe a result last year they would have won. Wolves not really doing that well as they did at the half last season, or fighting for the European place. This season, if this season's taught us anything, it's that no one's a certified winner. Next, talking about certified winners, Everton or not then? Southampton versus Everton next. Absolutely dinged. Danny Ings again in the spotlight. One of the, probably up there with the Premier League's best out and out strikers. Just absolutely world class. In my opinion, the Premier League's best out and out striker is still Harry Kane, motherfucker. Danny Ings is also brilliant and deserves every England call-up he gets. Midway for the first half, Danny Ings sprays a ball to James Ward-Prowse. James Ward-Prowse gets past the area, slides it into the bottom left, 1-0 Southampton. And then second half, Lucas Digne kicks out at Kyle Walker-Peters, which is definitely a red card. Carlo Ancelotti, you nonce. Gets sent off, and then Danny Ings sprays at Che Adams. Che Adams suits Pickford, who I just don't understand who he's a goalkeeper. He's a fucking scumbag. Jordan Pickford sprays it through to Jordan Pickford parries it. And it is 2-0 Southampton. Thank you very much, says Che Adams. Jordan Pickford's goalkeeping mistake. 2-0 Southampton, and that is game over. Two assists for Danny Ings. I have him in my fantasy team. What boy? Next up, Arsenal versus Leicester. So, Arsenal had all the chances here. A disallowed goal early on in the first half from Alexandre Lacazette. I think Aubameyang was in the eye line of the goalkeeper. Which obviously means with the new rule that he was blocking the goalkeeper's vision, which then leads to a disallowed goal. Arsenal had all the chances. Another Lacazette chance later on early on in the second half. Arsenal had all the chances, and then a cross in from James Maddison. Jamie Vardy meets it with the header. 1-0 Leicester, snatch and grab. Leicester City steal it at the end, and you know, Arsenal had all the chances, but this one clinical enough. A recurring problem for Arsenal. Leicester City, Jamie Vardy comes on, super sub, haunts the Gunners again. 1-0 Leicester. Then we had West Ham versus Man City in one of the dullest games I've ever fucking watched. West Ham go 1-0 up through an amazing bicycle kick by Michael Antonio. And West Ham with a better team. West Ham probably should have won. Pep Guardiola brings on Phil Foden, someone he believes in, and Phil Foden gets the equaliser. And then Man City had made two or three chances where they could have won it. Cancelo couldn't sort his feet out for a cross. Sterling missed an easy chance. Gunned again. Just scuff saw some volleys at Brent Rayward, and West Ham had a good couple of chances to win it, but a draw has served the points. And again, Man City's horrible start to the season continues. You know, they might have won to fucking Brighton or Palace. I don't remember who it was, but you know, a draw against Leeds, you know, a draw against West Ham. You know, they're not doing that well. And next, talking about teams that are not doing well. Fulham versus Crystal Palace. Just the same mistakes for Fulham. Defensively horrible. No one to mock the man for a pass from Zaha into Jairo Huidereld. That makes it 1-0. A simple, beautiful shot from Jairo Huidereld. A great finish. And then Fulham get Kamara sent off after for stomping on a Palace player's ankle. I think it was a bit rough giving him a red card. I think it was more malicious than any intent of actually holding someone to be upgraded for a red card. But that's what VAR said. It was a red card. Then you had Zaha being played through. Zaha obviously made it 2-0. A simple tap in for Zaha. 2-1-1 past the keeper. Simple tap in. And that was 2-1. A Tom Kenny screamer later on gave Fulham some hope, but again, Fulham on 1 point, 2-1 Palace had ended, and still no win for Fulham in their fourth season back in the Premier League. Is this a premonition of them going back straight down to the Championship? And to finish off, we had United versus Chelsea in one of the worst games I have ever fucking watched in my life. It was fucking shit. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck scored first? United scored first. This is so shit, I can't remember what happened. United went 1-0 up, and then Chelsea equalised, and there was chances from both sides. Chelsea had no chances. No, it was 0-0, wasn't it? I'm a dick. It was 0-0. It was 0-0. I apologise. I thought it was 1-1. It was 0-0. It was West Ham City that was 1-1. I apologise. United had all the chances. Chelsea had just absolutely no chances in this game. Edinson Cavani nearly scoring his first touch. Rashford is missing an easy chance like he did again. He did against PSG, and then he scored the winner then, but still, it was a couple of times that maybe he should have passed. So many times when United had the game won, but there wasn't clinical enough. Edouard Mendy had an absolutely stormer of a game for Chelsea in the between the sticks. It looks like they finally found their man, their replacement for Kepa Arrizabalaga. Which is, they've obviously wanted for a while, because Kepa is just not reliable at all. He's not a Premier League goalkeeper. He's too young. He's too naive. He's dumb. He's not a good Premier League goalkeeper. He's not that type of... He's not that quality of goalkeeper. And now they found me a 29-year-old man, Edouard Mendy, who's been playing in France for most of his career. He is experienced. He now knows. He knows football. And, Edouard Mendy keeping two volleys from Rashford and Martial, I think, out of the Chelsea goal. So he obviously had a storm up. Yeah, absolutely shite game. Finished 0-0. But something that I want to talk about is Harry Maguire. Obviously in from the corner, Azpilicueta jumping up, and Maguire literally hitting him with the rock bottom. And that not being given as a penalty, but Fabinho fairly tackles Sanderbords outside the box. And that's given as a penalty. The inconsistency of VAR is absolutely disgusting. I think it was a man from Manchester doing VAR, so the fact that they didn't even look at Azpilicueta being assaulted by Harry Maguire, but then just give a penalty for absolutely nothing towards Sheffield for Fabinho fairly tackling the Sanderboards. That is a completely different episode of the podcast. I've been Damien Craig. This has been the Premier League wrap-up and the Damien Craig Football Podcast also. I love every single one of you. See you soon.